In many ways, the Office of Management and Budget's bold plan to reshape the federal government is like a remake of an old movie. The storyline is familiar, but the approach and style are updated to meet today's audience's expectations. Linda Springer is a senior advisor at OMB and a veteran of the federal government. In part one of their interview, she tells executive editor Jason Miller about how the Trump administration will try to remake many of these long-held concepts to reorganize and restructure the government new again.
It was largely the career staff effort. We have a very seasoned team at OMB in the management side. And once the executive order came out about the restructuring, combined with the presidential memorandum about the freeze, we got to work. And I was privileged, really, as the primary political appointee to work with the OMB management career team and to start to think about how we would put together the direction that would go with both of those items, the executive order and then the presidential memorandum related to the workforce.
The career people really came in and helped you and came up with the ideas. What the memo seems to do is take a lot of different ideas that have been out there, things that we've talked about over the years, shared services, insourcing, outsourcing, and it didn't seem to say you will do one thing or you will do these two things. It really said, look at all your tools in the toolbox and make a decision what works best for your agency. That seems to what came from the career focus of understanding what was done before and what does work and maybe what doesn't work as much.
That's a good observation, because by having all of the different career offices being part of the drafting and the thoughtfulness about this, we were able to get a pretty wide, comprehensive list of tools that are available, as you say, tools from the toolkit. And whether that's shared sourcing or whether it's best in class or any of those kind of category buying, any of those kinds of things, as well as the various technology items to look at, workforce, the full spectrum are things that we've wanted to, in effect, remind the agencies of, because OMB is not micromanaging this process. Our goal here, particularly in that first phase between now and June 30th, was to incent, if you will, or encourage the agencies to think very broadly and very expansively and to think about all of these different techniques and tools that we reminded them of through this guidance.
Were there any tools or things that were off the table?
No, there wasn't anything like that. We just put down all kinds of things that we thought really made sense for agencies to be thinking about. You mentioned, and I think others have, that this really was done by government knowledgeable people. It wasn't a question of people coming from outside. So, for example, you'll see both outsourcing and insourcing. People were surprised to see insourcing. But in many cases, something that may in the past have made sense to have an outside partner has migrated to the point where now it can be done solely inside of the agency without help from an outside advisor.
The industry folks I've talked to, they find it refreshing that there is all those different possibilities versus, you know, a lot of people thought, you know, the Republican administration, you worked under George W. Bush, the outsourcing, everything would be outsourcing. And I think that's refreshing. Have you heard similar things either from inside government or outside government?
Yes, we have. As you can imagine, many of us have gotten ideas, white papers from people outside of the agency's advisors, good government groups. Many people have called us. We're meeting with the various councils. Chief Financial Officers Council met this morning. There, all of these are various audiences that are excited, if you will, about the opportunity to share their ideas. So it validates that this is something that people have thought about for years and now feel that they have permission to think broadly and to put those ideas out. And we've been very careful as well, Jason, to position this as a good government initiative, a more effective government initiative. It's not tied to a particular ideology or place on the political spectrum. It really is intended to make government work better.
What OMB Director Mulvaney said at the press briefing about a week and a half ago or so now, listen, some agencies may get bigger, some agencies may get smaller, some workforces, if you can make your case for why your workforce should be plus 5 or plus 10 or whatever the number is, tell us. We want you to justify it. But you just can't tell us, well, this is the way it's always been done. And I think that was a very refreshing from my perspective to hear that. Was that message also refreshing to, for instance, you mentioned the CFO Council met. Dustin Brown talked about the PMC, the President's Management Council meeting as well. What was their reaction? That's the message you're trying to send to them?
Yes, very positive. And, you know, even within an agency, even an agency that may end up have a net reduction in workforce, that doesn't mean that every component or every program will go in that same direction, so that you'll have agencies where, or conversely, there's an overall net investment made or expansion, but that doesn't mean that there aren't some other opportunities to refocus or combine things. It may be candidly as simple as looking at offices and branches and things that are geographically dispersed to see where there may be management or back office functions that are duplicative. Or maybe at one point in time, it made sense to have a localized procurement function somewhere in the country, but now that can be handled centralized in a centralized way. What the message is in this area is there's not one size fits all. There are no quotas. It's not X percent of change one way or the other. This is really supposed to be thoughtful, and where the workforce design follows the restructuring of the mission and the activities of the agent.
You talked about the June 30th deadline. There's also a September deadline. Walk us through what's going to happen between now and June and September.
Between now and June, the agencies really have a lot of freedom to work on three things that we want to see at the end of June. A high-level plan for the agency restructuring. And this one, I think, will be largely a set of ideas and less about implementation, but more about what the vision and the agency should look like into the future, what it should be doing, maybe what it should do less of, more of. The second piece is a performance improvement plan as it relates to better management of the workforce. And then the third thing is a listing of some near-term actions that have already been taken with respect to starting that path of reshaping the workforce. OMB is also going to be working very closely on looking at cross-cutting, cross-agency types of issues. And as you know, Jason, there are many of those that span across agencies, and that's where things like shared services ultimately, for example, can come into play as a solution. So those are the main focal points. Beyond the June 30th point, there will be a set of conversations between OMB, particularly the resource management offices on the budget side, that really have insight into the functioning of the agency by virtue of the budget process. And there will be conversations in lieu of the stat conversations that we typically have in that period. And so those will become a point where things get refined, where there's a deeper look and more specificity around what those agency restructuring plans could look like. Ultimately, that culminates in the submission of the final agency plans at the end of September, or in the September timeframe. That would mark the 180-day point from the issuance of the EO in March, and that would coincide with the budget submission.
I wanted to go back on one thing, the conversations that are happening, the importance of bringing together the budget side with the management side. How's that going to work? Because I think the budget people seem to hold the key. To get a restructuring or a shaping, as you guys are kind of looking at it, really does take both sides of the coin.
It does. And I should say that even in the drafting of the guidance, we worked closely to get feedback with the budget side, the examiners and others throughout OMB. And I can say that we had hundreds of comments that we reviewed, and the final guidance reflects a collective OMB thinking about this. But as far as the process going forward, yes, it obviously is a whole of OMB involvement. We'll have our assignments. We actually met as recently as yesterday afternoon to think about how we can calendarize all of those various assignments, so there's clarity around what the expectations are and when those different things can occur.